This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Should have let that mute it. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Very professional radio operation here. All right, so welcome to the program. If you're just tuning in, we're launching into the second hour. We're still dissecting this press release from Walmart, basically saying that not only are they going to stop selling all short-barrel rifle ammunition, including .223 and .556 rounds, they are also going to stop, well, the term they used was they're going to request.
Respectfully request that customers no longer openly carry firearms into our stores.
Now, this is the kind of...
But then there's a threat that kind of follows right after.
All right, I want to hear the threat, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts.
We believe the opportunity for someone to misinterpret a situation, even in open carry states, could lead to tragic results. We hope that everyone will understand the circumstances that led to this new policy and will respect the concerns of their fellow shoppers and our associates. Well, you don't respect your own associates, clearly. As it relates to concealed carry by customers with permits, there is no change to our policy or approach. This morning, we briefed your leadership team on...
I don't have a permit, but hold on, before you go on. I don't have a permit to concealed carry, but in New Hampshire, it's completely legal to concealed carry without a permit.
Need a permit.
Right.
So they didn't address that, but let's go on.
Just put it in your pocket.
Not a good way to conceal, but it is a way.
I wonder if you have a gun on your hip or whatever, if they have like an associate run up and drape a little cloth over it, you know? Conceal this. Have to conceal it. We believe that the opportunity for someone to misinterpret... Oh, sorry. As it relates to concealed carry by customers, with permits, there's no change to our policy or approach. This morning, we briefed your leadership team on how to communicate this change in policy to customers when needed.
Okay.
And they will be sharing that with you very soon.
So that's what I would like to hear about. You know, if you can get that information, Johnson, since you kind of are in, you've got an inside loop, you know, how are they supposed to address this with the customer, with the next customer that walks through the door with an open carried handgun on his hip in Texas or in, you know, I don't know which state. Sorry, this isn't legal advice. So I don't know which state it's legal. I know it's legal in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, somebody walks right in, or Kentucky, or wherever. And how do they handle that? What do they come up and say? Because this is the sort of mealy, you know, weak-ass crap that doesn't help anybody, is to say, sir, we're requesting. We're just requesting that you go ahead and remove it. Well, is it a request or is it a rule? Like, allowed or not allowed to do this?
It does say, we will treat law-abiding customers with respect, and we will have a very non-confrontational approach.
Okay.
Our priority is your safety. We will be providing new signage to help communicate this policy in the coming weeks.
Yeah. So that's going to be important. Look, if it's a rule, then I want to know it's a rule.
Yeah.
I don't want to be told it's a request.
Yeah, it's got to be binary. It's either on or off.
Because if it's a request, see, saying it's a request opens them up to more of this envelope-pushing crap, right? Like, you remember when those guys went into Starbucks and they had, like, full-on rifles, you know, semi-automatic rifles slung to their backs?
Can you imagine the activism opportunities in Keene alone?
Well, I'm not interested in doing anything on somebody's private property like this, but at that point, I wouldn't blame someone for doing it. Right, because if all they're saying is, well, we're just requesting that you don't do this, well, then, okay, I want to know what that means. Does that mean I can come in with a gun on my hip and just be talked to by the front desk first? Do I need to check in? You know, or is it no, sir, I'm sorry, we cannot serve you if you're going to be open carrying. In fact, if you continue to open carry, we're going to have to ask you to leave because that's against the rules of our store. Look, lay down the law if that's what you're intending to do. Don't make this half-ass zone where your customers are not going to be clear on what's allowed and what's not. If it's not allowed, then let everybody know that clearly so they can make a clear choice to say, all right, well, I'll just go and do my shopping somewhere where I'm welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is not going to be helpful, depending on how they end up promoting this. But this initial language doesn't say it's a firm rule.
And what was right. What was the clickbait, the headline again?
This is an actual press release.
So I don't remember what the headline was where I initially found out about the press release. But it says, as an additional step, we will work alongside other retailers to make the overall industry safer, including sharing our best practices. For example, we are exploring ways to share the technical specifications and compliance controls for our proprietary firearm sales technology platform. The system navigates the tens of millions of possible combinations of federal, state, and local laws regulations and licensing requirements that come into effect based on where firearm is being sold and who is purchasing it. We hope that providing this information free of charge will help more retailers sell firearms in a responsible and compliant manner. Oh, and I missed something here. After they said, we will treat law-abiding customers with respect, and we will soon have a very non-confrontational approach. Our priorities are safety. We will be providing new signage to help communicating this policy.
You read that.
Okay, I thought I missed that. Yeah. So there will be signs coming soon. So anyway, they go on to say, finally, we encourage our nation's leaders to move forward and strengthen background checks and remove weapons from those who have been determined to pose an imminent danger.
Well, if they thought they were going to get away scot-free without having a major upset in the gun community, they just ruined it with this statement here. To call for more gun laws, to call for more restrictions. I mean, if it wasn't already a done deal, the gun rights supporters out there need to not be buying any firearm stuff at Walmart.
We do not sell military-style rifles, and we believe the reauthorization of the assault weapons ban should be debated and to determine its effectiveness. We also must do more as a country to understand the root cause.
Are you adding an accent to
slightly?
Bentonville, Arkansas.
That's right. So I'm just trying to subtly put it in there with the corporate speak, because you can kind of, even reading it, you can kind of see that the choice of words in there has that little southern, kind of twinge.
Got a bit of the drawl, y'all.
Where was I at? We also must do more as a country to understand the root causes that lead to this type of violent behavior. Today, I'm sending letters to the White House and the congressional leadership that call for action on these common sense measures. As we've seen before, these horrific events occur and then the spotlight fades. We should not allow that to happen. Congress and the administration should act. Given our decades of experience selling firearms, we are also offering to serve as a resource in the national debate on responsible gun sales. We have a long heritage as a company of serving responsible hunters and sportsmen and women, and we're going to continue to do so. Our founder, Sam Walton.
That's what you think.
Our founder, Sam Walton, who rightfully is probably rolling in his grave, an avid outdoorsman who had a passion for quail hunting, and we're headquartered in a state known for its duck hunting and deer hunting. My family raised bird dogs when I was growing up in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
I never fired a rifle, did I?
And I'm a gun owner myself.
Oh, really?
Actually, is what he goes on to say.
Yeah, he used the term clip earlier in the press release.
Well, that's one of these people. You know, it's like I'm creepy Uncle Joe Biden. You should go buy a shotgun. You know, I own several shotguns.
Yeah, if creepy Uncle Joe is coming by, you probably should be well armed. Kids, folks.
Yeah.
So this is all just based on, this is a reaction to, mass shootings, right?
Yeah.
But when did mass shootings stop being called going postal? Because in my memory, that's the first time I ever heard of, what is now called mass shootings. It happened where?
The post
office. In a government facility, right? A state-sponsored institution, and it was called going postal. And for some reason, that has dropped out of our vernacular. And I want to know, I'm bringing it back, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling, somebody else went postal. Next time there's a mass shooting, I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. They even made a couple video games called Postal.
That's right, they did. Oh, my God.
They were super offensive. There's more coming up here. 855-450-3. If you want to join the discussion, you can. 855-450-3733. There's also a really offensive movie that was based on those video games. It's hilarious, by the way. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our number number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can connect into one of those. In fact, there's actually somebody on one of them right now. We're going to get to that here in just a moment. And with you in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Johnson.
I'm the captain.
You know, a lot of people are taking control of their own health these days. They want to make sure to avoid all the pain of getting sick, the loss of time at work, and, of course, costly medical bills. And good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge, especially if you are traveling and working. Those things tend to get in the way. You might not have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. After taking Balance of Nature, some people have reported their skin looks better. Bags under their eyes have gone away. Increase in energy, body pain reduced, getting sick less often, or even not at all. Of course, your mileage may vary, so go online. You can become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So you can go to balanceofnature.com to take advantage of this limited time offer and use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL. As we go to Ace Lion on the line, calling us from Utah. Hello, Ace Lion.
Hey, yeah, guys. I just wanted to call in with a kind of a quick question, see what you think, talking about copyrights and patents.
Sure.
I was listening to your show the other day. You guys got into it, talking about it. And the thought occurred to me, I don't know if you guys have ever considered this or talked about it before or not either, the thought occurred to me that whoever coined the phrase intellectual property pretty much won the debate right there, in my opinion. I think copyrights and patents, more precisely, should be called intellectual monopoly grants,
sure,
not intellectual property rights, because from everything I understand, they seem more like a monopoly grant than an intellectual property.
Right, and by that you mean that if somebody violates this intellectual monopoly, then men with guns, meaning the government, will force them to stop, basically. That's the monopoly.
Well, exactly. They keep other people from using their own property to make a living or to sell things, buy and sell things. You know, you can't copy an idea. And so I'm just wondering if you think that would be a more precise label for copyrights and patents would be to call them intellectual monopoly laws instead of intellectual property laws.
Yeah, I totally with you.
And, you know, I speak as a musician, a guy who's, you know, made music and made CDs and, you know, put MP3s out. And, you know, I come from the old school. I've seen the recording industry get dismantled by the Internet. And what it's done is it's turned your favorite band into a T-shirt company.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because the music itself no longer has any value. You know, outside of including it with the purchase of a T-shirt or a hoodie or something like that,
they can
bundle it up.
Does it have no value? I mean, wasn't there that experiment, and I don't know how well it went, but was it Radiohead or Trent Reznor? Somebody put up an album and said, pay what you think it's worth, basically. You can pay a cent, you can pay a dollar, you can pay $20, and they just kind of let whoever wanted to pay whatever they wanted
to. I mean, saying it has no value is probably improper. It has value to the listener. Obviously,
right.
If you're a fan of the music, you want, you know, that artist to go put out another album.
Pay something for it.
Or you'll go and download it for free and listen to it and check it out. And then if you like it, then you'll patronize the artist's website or the label's website, mm-hmm, by either making a physical purchase. Right. So now you get into where the physical merchandise is more of a collector's item. You get into things like, a vinyl that's green instead of, you know, the traditional black vinyl.
Right.
Or you get some sort of a special print. There's only 200 of these, and so then you jack up the price for that to recover your
collectors
costs. Right.
Well,
so
yeah,
the market does adjust to that, but it, overall speaking, and this is outside of music, I think intellectual property prevents innovation. Right, it literally stymies, you know, other people from innovating on an idea or vamping or even improving somebody else's idea to make it better. So it stifles the flow of creativity and innovation and just slows that whole thing down, which is why we don't have flying cars now.
It's one reason, for sure. And there's the FAA that stands in the way, too.
Yeah, those guys.
Ace Lion?
Yeah, and... I'm sorry, one other thing I wanted to bring up, I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but I have it on good word that the government can actually track our credit cards now.
Wait, they couldn't before?
Yeah, like, I mean...
What? You're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking. Meaning that they can actually, I mean, if you have, they can pinpoint your location based off of your credit cards.
Oh, you mean like some sort of a GPS chip in your
Correct.
Credit card? What?
Yeah, it doesn't use use the same I don't know, I can't remember what the other technology is called, but so those you can't block the signal in essence.
You're saying RFID or whatever. You're saying that the chips are also RFID, meaning that they can
And that's the thing, they're actually not RFID, so you can't use an RFID to block her to protect yourself.
Well,
it's magic.
Well, hold on.
Yeah,
it's a radio signal that's magic.
Well, now, wait a minute. So the RFID is just a radio signal. That's
right.
That's what Johnson's...
frequency.
Right, RFID, yeah, exactly. Most of the blocking technologies would just be Faraday cages, and
right.
that would block whatever... you know, new tech they might have put into this device that you're talking about. I got to say, I'm curious to see
it wouldn't block magical psychic energy traveling along the
line. I don't know if that's what he's saying. I mean, look, I am curious to know, Ace Lion, where you saw this story that now this is a thing.
I would be curious to know, Ace Lion, whether or not you vet your information carefully. Because
well,
I think that stuff like this needs to be challenged.
I have on good authority. The person that told me about it is very trustworthy, and he knows a high-ranking government official that actually used the technology on him.
Used it on him? Meaning he showed off how it works?
Well, pretty much texted him and said, hey, I know you're here.
So are you
really?
Suggesting that this is, like, permanently trackable, or are you suggesting maybe the more obvious way that this would be tracked, which would be the moment you make a transaction...
That's the classic method
of transaction.
Tracking.
You know, this is kind of like a well-known, obvious fact. Like, you make a transaction at a point of sale somewhere, and they know that that point of sale is connected to a particular Wi-Fi, and then they use multiple different Wi-Fi access points to triangulate a location pretty much immediately. And it works exactly the way, you know, they can find your laptop if your laptop doesn't have a GPS chip in it, because you can triangulate Wi-Fi locations almost instantly.
That might be, you know, the way it came across to me was that they were able to track him without him making purchases, but maybe I didn't misunderstand.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say that's a pretty big claim, and, you know, a large claim needs some amount of evidence to back it up. So
sure.
I'm going to
sure.
say just hearing it from somebody who heard it from somebody is basically hearsay, and so therefore
sure.
it should be probably dismissed until some more evidence comes out. That's not to say that
sure.
it's impossible that they put RFID chips into credit cards.
Well, it's not RFID, I know that.
Oh, well, then whatever it is, you know, if it's not powered, then it's usually it would fall into that category of RFID. But if you learn more about it, please definitely send us some information in Ace Lion. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian has been downgraded and it's now a Category 2 storm as it continues to make its way toward the southeastern coast of the United States. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster is urging people to take the storm seriously, even though it's been downgraded.
The storm surge, that is the water coming in, we're talking about wind, but the water, the storm surge on top of already higher than usual tides that are forecast are expected to be resulting from 6 to 10 inches of rainfall.
On Tuesday, the United States imposed sanctions on Iran's civilian space agency and two research organizations, saying they were being used to advance Tehran's ballistic missile program. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 285 points to close at 26,118, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here if you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty.menu. If you are a liberty-minded person, meaning that you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you belong over at Liberty.menu. You ought to list the things that you do on Liberty.menu so other people can know about you, and maybe you'll get some new customers. So if you've got a business that's liberty-friendly, maybe you've got an event that you want to promote to other liberty-minded folks, or digital content that you're a creator of that you would like to get more listeners or viewers of, you can go list your stuff at liberty.menu. It's free to do it, so why not, unless you want to stay in the closet about caring about freedom. Go to liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL on your user profile and get a Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site's free at liberty.menu. So we continue. It's Ian Johnson and Captain Kickass with us here tonight. So we talked about this Walmart thing, and I don't know if you know, do you guys have any further comments on it? I think it's early. We're still going to see if there's going to be an explosion of outrage, as there probably should be some really outraged customers, because Walmart seems to have stuck with the gun people for a long time, and now they are just kicking them to the curb.
So I wanted to read the press release, but I guess my thoughts on it are more, just, I'm kind of fascinated about the weird narrative thing that's going on here. It's just, you know, as somebody who's been involved in libertarian culture for so long, this just, how do I talk about this? I don't know. I just find it really interesting that, first of all, they're talking about how they're, you know, so prioritizing their employee safety and all that, which is obvious nonsense because they're going to have these people approaching every person with a gun, and it's only the crazy lunatics who are going to be the ones that, you know, this
put
is
them right
a real
in
problem
harm's way.
Yeah, also, they didn't say in there they were going to hire professional security forces to guard the doors at every store.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then the other thing is that every, you know, the Walmart training, I did have, you know, I've had a conversation with, you know, Walmart management and the Walmart active shooter training, which they have people go through. It's actually a virtual reality program.
Wow.
But they have people go through active training, and to some of the employees, it's traumatizing.
This was before all
this? This is before
shootings?
This, yeah. Okay. That well, no, not before all the shootings.
Well, the recent Walmart shooting.
Yeah, yeah. But they've been having this training for a little while here where they have people go through a virtual reality program.
Wow.
To, you know,
I would love to see that.
Active shooter stuff. Me too. I want to play it.
Yeah, if anybody
can we turn
out
that
there,
into a game?
Yeah, can we watch it and critique it? And you know,
can I get that on Steam?
Yeah. So, you know, not only that, but in that training, right? The active shooter brings the gun into the store, right? Or brings guns into the store,
right?
Concealed in a duffel bag.
Okay.
So, according to their own training, the active shooter brings in the weapon concealed, which is still what they're allowing in their stores, which is concealed carry.
Well, I mean, if you're going to bring a double bag,
you can't tell the difference, right, between someone with a gun in their hand, aiming it, and someone who has a gun on their hip, you're an idiot, right? I mean, it's like, it's how hard is it to tell? I mean, the thing that all these businesses are doing, this is the thing that bothers me, is that the whole point of non-concealed, right, open carry, right, the whole point of open carry is to show that gun ownership can be safe when done by law-abiding citizens. And it is open carry and people who
it's
are...
It's also a signal for you know, criminals to say, hey, look, I'm armed. You know?
Right. Hey, look, there are armed people around here. Don't commit a crime right now because that would be phenomenally stupid, right? So it's a combination
it's a
of things that make people safer, right? And you'd have to be an idiot to not understand that this makes people safer.
Well, there's plenty of idiots out there, or ignorant people at the very least, on this issue.
So the
they think guns are dangerous no matter who's holding them.
And it's ironic that
they are.
Last year in Washington at Walmart, an armed customer stopped an active shooter.
Really?
At Walmart. It's like public. Like, there's public knowledge.
That doesn't get the same press coverage, though, does it?
It never does.
Right.
No.
But this guy, Timothy O. It's Timothy O. It's definitely very clearly Irish name.
Timmy O.
Yeah, Timmy O. something or other. O'Day. Timothy O'Day.
Timmy O'Day.
Timothy O'Day is who stopped an active shooter in Washington State last year. 2018.
How about
this happened.
That you were out there. Did you even know about this?
No, but. Wow. I on the social media, are you guys familiar with the philosopher?
Yes,
I've seen her. Yeah,
she did.
Yes, priest.
She did a whole year's worth of daily, you know, good guy with a gun, right?
Yeah,
guy, you know, regular citizen with a gun prevents gun stops a shooter, stops a thing, right? And all of the things, like, they got no press at all. You could go and read the articles about what happened, but they were always from like
a local paper,
just a local broadcast from a small, and then nothing else was ever written about it,
right?
And you know, you could Google all the keywords you wanted to, but you just couldn't because nobody cares about that. It doesn't. It's not sensational,
right?
You know.
And the thing that's really interesting about this whole, you know, open carry, this is an attack on open carry, which has very clear implications, and it's not actually making anybody safer. It's just, this is really just, these businesses are just attacking open carry.
Yeah, it's image.
And what I feel like it is not only is it an image, but it is specifically, I feel like what I'm sensing more of is this sort of insipid infiltration into corporate culture to use corporations to wield the force of government
mm-hmm.
in a way that's like, what's interesting is it's like, it's creating an environment where when the pendulum swings the other way, what are we going to get, you know? Because this is creating pressure to create something that is going to create a culture where this pendulum will swing the other way. And it that scares me.
When you say the pendulum will swing the other way, do you mean
this pendulum is this, there's an abuse that's going on, right? There's a very, they're very large abuse of power. So liberals, let's just use a little language that's a little bit fluffy here when we say liberals and conservatives. Obviously, these terms kind of don't really mean much. But let's just say here, liberals are abusing corporate culture power, right, to create an environment where the laws are being abused to manipulate and attack conservatives, right, or attack certain mm-hmm. conservative values. And eventually, conservatives are going to wake up, right? So, like, I think that right now conservatives are mostly ignoring. They're just like, where are you going to shop? What are you going to do, right? Eventually, it's going to get to the point of where conservatives are so sick of this that I think that there's going to be conservative businesses that open up. There's going to be maybe a major conservative corporation.
But people thought that was Walmart.
Well, maybe.
That's what they thought.
That, but it's not happening now.
Yeah.
That's not it.
They've been turned.
Right. So, again, more pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To make an even more conservative corporate culture, mm-hmm. and even more conservative business. And what is that? What that looks like to me is I'm thinking back to, you know, previous times where, you know, I don't know what kind of discrimination, what's allowed, mm-hmm. because all these things are laws. You know, basically, it's like you could probably easily go into a shop and say, I want, you know, me and my wife are NRA, right? We're both proud NRA members. We want you, business, to bake us an NRA wedding cake. And that baker could go, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm anti-gun. And that's fine.
Sure. Should be fine, yeah.
But if a gay couple goes in, then it's against the law.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is I think that there's a lot of little examples, you know, that's, well, not necessarily a little example, but I think that there's a lot of examples like that where if you do something that's anti-liberal, it's going to become against the law very rapidly. That's the way things are going now. But mm-hmm. if, with conservatives, I feel like there's this building pressure that this is going to start to swing the other way, where conservatives start making things that liberals like illegal.
That's likely the case. Yeah, if they get in control. Sure.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That scares me, because that, to me, harkens back to some very bad things from the past.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, the fact is, we can't all get along. It's time to secede. More coming up.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
We've been talking a lot about this Walmart decision, a major announcement that they just apparently made today. They have not yet rolled out all the associated details. They haven't put the signage up yet. They have to train their employees and management on this. But in a nutshell, they're going to stop selling once they sell through their inventory. So they're still going to sell it for now. But then they're going to stop selling 226 and 556, I think it was, ammo, as well as other short barrel rifle ammunition will be off the shelves once they sell out of it. And on top of that, they're not going to be allowing people to open carry in their stores, or at least they say they're going to respectfully request that people not open carry, which
I almost want to just open carry into a Walmart.
That's
just to
part
see,
of the problem.
Bring a camera.
Normally I wouldn't want to do that. Normally my viewpoint is it's their private property, they can do what they want. But they haven't really made it clear. And so in that circumstance, I wouldn't be against you doing that, just to make sure what are the actual rules. How will they handle this, and what are they going to do about it? Plus, you mentioned also that some of the shooters, I don't think all of them, though, might have carried guns in a duffel bag.
Well, I'm saying that that's what their training teaches, so that by their own policy and by their own training...
Are you saying Walmart's training
program? Yeah, Walmart's training programs are based around someone carrying weapons into the store that is an active shooter who carries the weapons into the store in a duffel bag.
Because the last guy just had it, right? It was open carry, the last guy, right? When he walked in, because I remember seeing a front door photo of what appeared to be him coming into the store with a gun out. If you're walking into a retail store with a duffel bag and an employee notices, they should stop you anyway because it's bad security to allow customers to waltz in with a big bag in which they can then put products, right?
I just had a horrible thought. So Walmart's already horrible at layaway and customer returns. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how horrible they'd be with a gun check? you know, like a coat check. But yeah. You can bring the gun, you got to check it in. And then you get, like, somebody else's gun on the way out because they're horrible at it.
They're not going to do that. They're just going to say, they're just going to say keep it out and leave it in your car or whatever. But it's not clear what they're going to do. And they are saying they're going to respectfully request. Let's continue with your phone calls and thoughts, though. Also, I want to make sure that you know that you can go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives of the show that go back all the way to 2006. So if you've missed a moment, the odds are that we've got that moment and many more. Over at freetalklive.com, there's a ton of free archives. You can download as many as your heart desires. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Joe. He's on the line in Grand Rapids, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, it's Walmart's a private company, and like any private company, I think they can have whatever policy they want.
That's right.
As long as it's, you know, there's signage up and people know what the policy is. What gets me, what really aggravates me is when they start advocating, you know, wanting to bring back the assault weapons ban and all this other stuff. And, you know, granted, they can, you know, they can do what they want. They're a corporation. They got free speech, I guess. But politicians are going to listen to them before they listen to me.
That's probably true.
Under my skin.
Absolutely. Now, to be fair, not that there's, you know, I want to give them any points, but to be fair, the statement was that they thought the assault weapons ban should be debated. So they didn't really take a position on that specifically, but the rest of it was just awful what they had to say.
It didn't affect the crime rates back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, Columbine happened back then. I mean, that's when the crack epidemic was going crazy. It's if people are determined, you know, criminals are going to be criminals, and nut jobs, if they're going to do, you know, somebody's going to go, for whatever reason, they want to go do some type of mass murder, they'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Particularly if they're a government.
Right. I mean, if they were planning on buying their ammunition at Walmart, they'll have to make a new plan. That's all that's happened here. I mean, there's nothing that has really transpired that's going to stop some lunatic from shooting up the next location. Except that Walmart has made themselves a greater target by prohibiting open carry.
If they cared about security, they'd get rid of the elderly greeters at the door, and they'd put a security guard up there.
And by the way, having been to Mexico within the last year, I went to Acapulco, as I do yearly in recent years for the Anarchapulco event. And, you know, one of the things I like to do while I'm there is spend time outside of the resort and go to real, you know, Acapulco. And so we spent a few days. I was there for like an extra week or so outside of the event. And we went to Sam's Club, and they had a man with a shotgun at the front of the store there. So, I mean, clearly...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They're willing to, you know, hire security if they feel it's necessary.
Well, I think a lot of these big companies and movie stars, they love the virtue signal on this stuff. They think, I guess Walmart thinks that, you know, maybe the gun community is, you know, they're a smaller segment of society than what, you know, I guess they think they have to do something because of what happened.
But, hey, Joe, I'm curious, Joe, are you a, you know, do you shop at Walmart? And if you do, you know, will this statement that they've made, you know, have any effect on your shopping habits at their store?
I don't go there very often, and I am a gun owner. I love to shoot, and I own a lot of firearms, legally, of course, but I usually go to a little, you know, little local smaller gun shops, but, you know, it's Walmart, man. I mean, it's the kind of place where you need some chips, you need some pop, you need a quick run in or whatever. And everybody goes there. But I'll think twice. There are other companies out there I can do business with. You know, there are Dick's, what was that? Dick's Sporting Goods. I stopped going there when they came out against guns.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you can buy your sporting goods in a dozen different places online, and you can probably get as good, if not better, better prices without having to leave your house. So, no brainer.
Yeah.
Or if you go to SaveItPurse.com, you can buy your sporting goods and get like 20 or 30% off if you pay with cryptocurrency. So, there's definitely some better deals to be had. Hey, Joe, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
I just think, you know, when companies do this, it's not – they'll listen if enough people – boycott them, and I'm not pro boycott or nothing like that. But personally, my decision, I'm going to try to avoid Walmart as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're serious about the Second Amendment, then you know, make a statement, man. Hit them in where it hurts. Hit them in the wallet. You know.
Yeah, I think they. I think Johnson's right in his prediction here. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but they're going to alienate a good segment of their current customers to appease a section of people who don't likely shop at their store in the first place. They're already shopping at Target, you know, because Target's a little more liberal, frou-frou, you know, a little more spendy, a little higher cut sort of products and the type of customer. Those people aren't going to come across the street just because Walmart's gotten rid of guns, but the gun people, the people who are concerned with their rights when it comes to bearing arms, are going to make a decision.
Right, and the people who basically insipidly infiltrated Walmart, right, to get this done, right, they don't care. They win either way.
That's right.
They might lose.
Anyway.
They might. The business might lose, and the company that they work for might lose, but it's a company.
Yeah, we've seen time and time again that when you let outrage dictate your business instead of the market, that it's just bad news.
Sake. Yeah. Hey, Joe, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, guys, I'll be on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. I guess I just can't understand really what the complaint here is with you, because if you're telling liberals that the vehicle they should use to get what they want should be capitalism and not the government, then why is not asking private companies to, of their own free will, do this not the exact route to take? Like, isn't that pretty much exactly what you're telling us to do?
I'm not telling you to do anything, but if they want to, you know, to lobby companies to get their way, that's fully within the market. That is absolutely a market action and reaction that can certainly be done, and I wouldn't take that ability away from them. That doesn't mean we can't have an opinion about it.
Oh, for sure. And here's the thing: is I actually think that there's a lot of people who don't mind you having guns and are probably more pro gun than you'd like to admit, but don't want to see it when they're at a coffee store with their family or buying groceries. Like, you know,
well, get out of New Hampshire, as far as I'm concerned. If, you know, if those people don't like seeing guns, they really shouldn't be shopping in New Hampshire. There's a place called Massachusetts. They have plenty of stores, and they have a near-total gun ban. They can just stay there and pay the sales tax.
I think that those people should be targeting the police first, right?
Hold on, Dan.
If you have a big problem with seeing people with guns on their hips, right, you don't want to see it at the coffee shops, well, then we need to ban police carrying weapons, right?
That's the most offensive group
of people you're most likely to get hurt by. You're not most likely to be hurt by somebody who is open carrying a weapon, a lawful abiding citizen. You're most likely to be killed by a police officer.
Or some other member of a government agency.
Yep, that's absolutely true. You're more likely to be shot by a cop than you are a mad shooter as well. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godard bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit godardbags.com/FTL. That's godardbags.com/FTL.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.